Obviously, we're very excited to be back in the championship game against a great Atlanta team. They've won a lot of games this year, won a lot of games really the past several years. And, you know, the great thing about our guys is they've been dialed in, high energy, great focus. So really looking forward to having a great practice today. Any questions? You know, they're very well coached. You know, I think they're a very good situational team on defense. I think the numbers show that in the red zone and third down. But they're just a very good team, very good defense. I think they do a great job of utilizing their players. And first thing that jumps out is the leverage their defensive line plays with. They do a great job of using leverage to their advantage. And I think they got a good feel for what, you know, what's going to add up to a win, and they've certainly got a lot of them.
Greg, the players, and it's normal to say it's just another game, but in the Bay Area where the 49ers have the 5 Super Bowls and last year got one step away, is there a feeling among the coaches or this is not just another game, that it's like a must-win because we got to get over that hump?
You know, I don't think there's any hump that we feel we have to get over. I think it is a must-win game. It's win or go home, and that's it. I think everybody has a real true sense of that, but you have to maintain your focus on the task at hand, every coach and player, and getting caught up in emotions, what-ifs, what-if, coulda, woulda, this, that, the other. All that does tends to do is distract you from doing what you do best, and that's play the game.
I think it's
definitely something that's worked on and emphasized, and everybody understands how critical that is to the play. It is a key component to the play. I felt like Colin, because of his extensive use of that type of offense in college, came in here to the NFL with a real good understanding of that.
How does a quarterback who doesn't know whether he's going to hand it off or not with a snap is taken, and a running back who doesn't know if he's going to get the ball or not, keep from fumbling?
Practice.
What are the keys?
The keys are just, it's like anything else. I think there's a chemistry that is built, and it's not something that you can easily write on paper to describe. But it's a matter of pressure, and the quarterback, you know, has the ball, controls the ball, and when he pulls it, I mean, he's yanking that thing out. There is no indecision. So it's definitely, I mean, he is ripping that thing out with conviction, and or he lays it in there with, gently. So there's definitely a stark contrast between the two.
Have you, whether in the offseason program or in training camp, were there a lot of times when the ball was on the ground, or is that whole transition gone pretty smooth?
Matt, that's a very good question, because just like anything else, yes, there are invariably going to be some balls on the ground as you work your way through it. So it's just something that you work through, you understand, like anything else. There's a process involved, and it's something we worked on in the spring and training camp and really last year as well. So we do have some time invested in it, but it still comes down to the players executing that play on the field.
So was that an instance where LaMichael is more advanced than Frank just because of the college background?
You know, that's an interesting question, but Frank is such an adaptable player that it doesn't take him long to pick something up. He's one of the most gifted, knowledgeable, intelligent football players that I've been around really at any position. He just has a feel and an understanding for the game. And it's funny, when you install something or put something new in, he can just see it. And it's pretty impressive.
A lot of guys talk about Frank's football IQ a lot. You just mentioned one there. Example of Frank's smart really shows.
I'll tell you what, in everything, I think in mentoring the other players, he has a good way of explaining things from his perspective, and and protection and pass protection. He's got a great feel for understanding a concept and understanding, because there's a lot of different pass protections. I mean, you can't just go in with one protection. You know, a good defensive coordinator is probably going to violate that. So he has a way of understanding pass protection and executing it physically as good as anybody.
Has he ever talked to you about being a coach one day?
Pardon me?
Has Frank ever talked to you about being a coach one
day? Yeah, it was without question. And, you know, that's, I always tell Frank, man, when you're done playing, you know, come find me, I'll find you. Because he is a guy that I love working with as a player, and I'm sure I would love working with as a coach.
How would you help maybe the coaching staff? Times when you guys have feedback, how's Frank maybe help the coaching staff?
You know, I'll always talk to Frank. Hey, what do you like this week? Or what he said, just call it. I'll run whatever. And but no, you know, it's a little bit more than that. But he'll definitely we'll definitely talk through things and communicate. Got a great communication. All the coaches do with Frank, and Frank's the ultimate team guy. Mindy.
How much more can you rely on Michael now because of working and protection?
He's coming along nicely in all phases. Just very, very happy with the progression that Michael has made in his development since he's gotten here, and he's doing a great job. Again, he's a football player. I mean, he loves contact, and he's a tough inside runner, good outside runner, and his blocking is, you know, what is happening in the games, he's graded out extremely well on.
Greg, you're talking about Frank Hayden's adaptable. With that said, you mentioned, you know, read option.
There, you know, it was definitely an adjustment for him. But again, he's one that will adapt quickly. And I thought he had some just incredible runs in our last game and on those types of plays. And that's no surprise to us here. But that's something probably need to ask him. I don't know. I would just say it's a love of the game and love of having success. But it's really a reflection of the men themselves and how much they love the game. And they've come together as a team. So, you know, I don't know that you can titrate that down to one thing. But I just think it's a reflection of the men on our team.
Greg, a couple more. How much stronger is your offense going into this NFC Championship game in terms of the players you have, the schemes you've installed, than you were at this point last year?
That's a hard one to quantify. Every game is different, I will say this. And no matter how you look at it, you have to pay homage to the football gods every week in practice, in meetings, in your preparation. And then you have to go out and perform on game day. So, we're, you know, Atlanta's a great football team. We know that, and it's all about our preparation. So how that stacks up or looks on paper is of little consequence. It's all about the players on the field getting it done.
You guys with that Seattle game, a couple of your players said, this goes to the crowd noise. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the crew snaps and stuff, your shifts and promotion, how to go out the window. Do you go into a game like this knowing some of that?
I mean, it's going to be loud there, and we fully anticipate that. We've played in loud environments such as New Orleans, just the first one off the top of my head. That Superdome can get extremely loud, and so I think our players are well-equipped, and we'll always try to factor that in to the game plan.
Do you remember the first time you saw a pistol on offense and what your first impression of the
player? I do. I do remember. I was sitting in my office over at Stanford, I believe. And I was watching a tape, and I heard about the offense, so I got a copy or somehow got it, and I wanted to see it, and I loved the downhill element of it, and the neutrality of it, with the back in the home position, And I love the concept, a couple different things about it, and just thought it was a great idea. And but I do, I do.
Do you remember what the game, what the tape was?
Yeah, it was Nevada tape. Yeah.
Did you ever, while watching it, think this could work in the NFL? Or?
I mean, I think elements of it are very basic to football, and but at that time, I really didn't think about that.
Yeah, just to clarify, the neutrality of it means like the versatility.
The back is in a neutral position,
right.
Meaning he's not offset here, coming across the formation. You know, he's directly behind the quarterback, so it's easier to go this way, go that way, throw a pass, throw a play action. You know, it's not as predictable.
Great.
Last one, guys. We got Frank
here. Success here, and Chip Kelly coming in to Philly, and, of course, that's a partial off, a different type, but saying, you think this is the future of the NFL? They've always said quarterbacks can't run, and all of a sudden, you've got running quarterbacks, and you'll probably have one there.
You know, that remains to be seen. That remains to be seen. Chip's a fine football coach, and I'm sure he'll do great. But can't predict that. Just focused on Atlanta this week and the task at hand. You know, our focus is on getting our guys that NFC Championship. Frank Gore, Randy Moss, Vernon Davis, Joe Staley, Jim Harbaugh. That's where our focus lies, on watching those guys hoist up that trophy. And there's a lot of work that goes into that. And you know, everybody's dialed in. Energy levels are high. Looking forward to having a great practice.
Thank you.